Take Tony's words, set them to some music, some rhyming verse. And if you want it played, you should pick a song he's actually heard. Do something old, something from the 60s. Oh, if you do something obscure, I promise that I'll play it on this podcast. Now the littles seem to love the mailbag songs, 'cause they're always so clever, someone else's tune, but all the words are wrong. And they keep getting better, there's so much talent, the list goes on. And it won't be long, till they play one on TV.
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for April 22nd, 2015. You know, in retrospect, I guess they have played one on TV. It was the RG3 song, but it doesn't really count until they play one on PTI. I think that's the goal we're all shooting for. Today's episode of the TK Jingles podcast is brought to you by FarmersOnly.com, because yes, somehow that's actually a real thing that appears to be making money. Who would have guessed? All right, so today's show is going to be great. I think we have 9 songs to open the show, which is probably a record. Usually it's more me yakking, but there's just so much good material. Then we're going to have a featured segment, including the number one jingle of the week, Take Me to Whole Foods, an excerpt from Nigel's Rubbish Bin from last year, and then a few classic tracks based on songs that I want to hear and songs that people have been talking about on Twitter this week. And then we'll wrap it up with a mailbag. So quick update on the Kickstarter. The t-shirts are nearing production. If you back the Kickstarter and you chose one of the options to have your name on the shirt, that's not a name like a jersey name, just to be clear. That's a whole list of names that'll be grouped together, listing the folks that did that. I think it's 47 or 48 people that chose that option that will be listed in a list there, giving you a special thanks. So if you gave me a name like you wanted to have Joe Fizz instead of your actual name, or Edith McManus or something, please contact me, podcast@tkjingles.com, with a name that you would like to appear so that it doesn't look ridiculous, or you don't feel like your name was left out of the thank you list. And then the Putzfah shot glasses are in production. This is a sight unseen affair. I have no experience with the company making them, so we shall see. Anybody who contributed at least $10 to the Kickstarter will get one of these lovely Putzfah shot glasses. And they look great in theory, so we'll see. Hopefully that was money well spent. And I've ordered several extras, so if you want one and you haven't contributed, contact me, podcast@tkjingles.com, and we can figure out a way to get you one of those. So let's get to the stupid music of the week. The song we have to start with is the Macho Man Bocce Ball song by John Fitzpatrick. It was a big hit on the show and an even bigger hit on the interwebs, destined to be the number one jingle of the week next week. I'm certain of it. Just hilarious. And listening to it, I realized how much I had never actually heard Macho Man, or how, you know, I didn't. Everybody knows the chorus, and the chorus is great. The verse, not so much. But it's really well done, and it's they loved it on the show, and Tony was raving about its brilliance. And then this is a late entry here that was actually submitted just like 10 minutes before I started this podcast, and it seemed too good to pass up. It's a collaboration by Calvin Krogman in Vermilion, South Dakota, and Judo Fuse, My Bocce's Back. So we're going to follow on that whole bocce theme. And then we'll transition into a song that was suggested by Jonathan Conrad on Twitter this evening. He said, here's a song title for Tony's golf auction, I Don't Want to Be With You, the Hootie song. And that Twitter suggestion led to this jingle. Then we have KJ Onstad with Blah Blah Blah, Yada Yada Yada. And I think she said that she doesn't think anybody has ever used Blah 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 as a theme or a chorus of a song. And KJ, I think actually, if you go back in September of 2013, there's a song actually called Blah Blah Hey Hey, which is only blahs. But it's not as funny as this. This is much better. Then Judo Fuse with a Dobie Gray parody, Drift Away, a song that I think many of us have had in the back burner, just an epic song. But this is right in his sweet spot, and he crushes it. Then I take a page out of John Fitzpatrick's book by slapping together some sound clips here. There's a Radiohead song called No Surprises, which most of you probably have never heard, but it's one that I've always wanted to do for Mike Wilbon. And this past Monday or Tuesday, whenever he was on, they literally had a conversation where Tony said, "Hey, Mike, are you surprised?" He said, "No, no surprises, no surprises." I said, oh my God, well, now I kind of have to do it. And then Ron Moretti covers himself with Tony the Rapper. Somebody else is doing it, but Ron did this original rap song, and now he's redoing it with some alternate lyrics. So thought we'd enjoy that. And then Joe Arrow doing another version of Smells Like Teen Spirit, Smells Like Caps Choking. And then Rob with a jingle that played on the show that was a huge hit, which was If You Bid at Auction, If You Think I'm Sexy. And after I heard his, I hadn't intended to do any kind of Tony Golf Auction jingles, but yeah, I thought this one kind of covered it all. But the suggestion from John Conrad about the Hootie song, it was just too juicy to resist. So we'll hear those songs now, and then when we come back, we'll hear some other classic tracks.
Bocce, bocce, wanna come play, wanna go play bocce, baby.
Such a thrill,
such
say
a thrill,
bocce,
play bocce, yeah, yeah.
In the backyard,
bocce, baby.
Wait, just what?
Wait, just
bocce,
what is bocce?
Bocce?
Liz and Kate,
Liz and
bocce,
Kate, play bocce,
baby.
Where's the red ball
bocce?
In the brush,
in the brush,
now bocce.
Well,
grab that ring thing, bocce.
Listen here, everybody loves to toss those bocce balls around to aim the big wood balls at the others on the ground.
Liz just hurled the red one. Where'd it go? Let's be sure to blame her. It wasn't me, you know.
Glad to hear the bunnies flourish in the flora. Not like Tori's backyard, world of funny horror.
Hey, Liz, where's the red one? Bocce, bocce balls.
Yeah.
Check in the shrub for the red one, y'all. Bocce, bocce balls.
Yeah.
What is the deal with bocce?
Ow.
Bocce, bocce balls.
Yeah.
So glad we found the red one, y'all. Bocce, bocce balls. Where'd Tony put the others?
Scattered bunnies all around. Well, I've been sent many a ball. Alas, none fell right at all. My bocce's back and it's time for long bowling. Hey, Mike, hey, Liz, my bocce's back. Tell Michael to start grilling. Hey, Mike, hey, Liz, my bocce's back. They found it with a wooden rake. Thank goodness didn't have to exfoliate. Hey, Nigel, don't you think that's great? Now these songs will never disappear. Hey now, hey now, my bocce's back. Oh, Red is back. Yeah, he's back. Oh yeah.
You and me, we might play golf this spring, which is kind of strange, cause I never do this kind of thing. You say your kid knows sports, wow, that's great, but don't say that again or I'll punch you in the face. Cause unless you're Alan Bubis, I probably won't talk to you. If you play with me, you might think that you'll have fun, But don't you dare make eye contact with me or with my son. What's this for anyway? Is it charity? I guess it doesn't matter as long as my round's free. And I hope that you're not hungry, 'cause there's no way I'm gonna eat with you. And if you're truly a fan, then you know that's just who I am. Yes, that's who I am. You know that's just who I am.
I am sitting in the morning with the paper and some coffee. I am waiting for TK show on that ESPN station. Hold on now, here it comes now. The show opening is playing, and he's grumbling to us littles only 20 seconds in. Blah 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 blah, yada 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 yada. He is angry with the Marriott 'cause they won't give him his points back. He despises cross-country skiers and the people of the book. And he won't go to the Whole Foods 'cause the patrons are insufferable. But he secretly wants a Caps collapse to declare them choking dogs. Yada 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 yada. Blah 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 blah. He is talking Jordan Spieth now, the latest Masters winner. He's not praising his golf talent, but the receding of his hairline. Now he's telling Gene to eat it, and he's ripping Marco Rubio, and he's moaning about the weather while he's butt-dialing his kiss. Yada, 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 blah, 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 blah.
Some of you riders, you're just no good. You know who you are, and if you don't, you should. A fat, naked mole rat and a backstabbing foot. You should be carrying urine, a scraped off a bus. Give up your beats, boys, and spare us all. That goes double for those of you with blocks. Just go away. Yeah. Give up your beats, boys, and spare us all. Let's pretend you're a red bocce ball. Get lost today. Just go.
In the NBA, any surprises at all so far to you?
Surprises, no. Mm-hmm. No surprises.
If you pay attention to the NBA, you know the playoffs. They last 6 whole months.
No surprises.
5 seeds sometimes beat the 4 seed. Yep, sometimes there's an upset, but mostly that's not true.
Surprises, no surprises.
Once the Mavericks lost to Golden State, but that was 10 years ago. The NBA has no surprises. Just like Will Bond, there's no surprises. No Tony, there's no surprises. Michael Wilbon, why the home team wins every game. The favored team wins every series there.
No surprises. No surprises. No surprises. No surprises. No surprises. No surprises. No surprises.
Yeah.
Some things in life you don't want to happen, like Dial 980 and her Tony rapping. Man's got no rhythm, can't keep a beat. When it comes to dancing, he has two left feet. His overage homies in geriatric roles telling TK don't put that on the show. If the day comes and the Raiders start to slide, don't even consider giving rapping a try. Don't swallow your pride, defend your honor. You can't hang in the studio drooling in the corner. It begins with drools and the whole body's leaking, even from places from which you ain't speaking. If the Kornheiser show ends up in the crapper, it's been there before without Tony the Rapper.
They crush my soul. What's with these caps? Looks like another spring collapse. They can't defend, they miss the shot so well. So much for Barry Trotz. OT, 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 OT. OT, 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 so scary. OV, 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 where is he? Choking, choking, choking. In the playoffs, LSD dress. We bought tickets, they should pay us. First round exits, they don't shame us. We're the team that made them famous. Boudreaux Hunter, oh, to Barry. Hockey season's dead and buried, yeah!
You need to know that this could be a nightmare. Leave your stupid kid home with a babysitter. Don't offer tips or comment on his putter. He's not bad, he's just a high-volume shooter. If you bid at auction 18 holes of golfing, that could be a big mistake. In the cart with Michael, almost homicidal, giant divots in his wake.
Why are you even out here?
That 20 large at this point is a sunk cost. Don't ask him what number Alex English wore. To just drive away will be a big temptation. We call this a Larry David situation. Worst case scenario, you can chat with Michael about the symbolic dreams of Raskolnikov. If you bid at auction, just a word of caution, this isn't PTI. He will not regale you with compelling tales. You're thinking of the other guy.
All right, so just a selection of some of the new songs from TKJingles.com over the past week and from Tony Kornheiser's show. Last week, Joe Arrow graced us with a wonderful guest segment where he played some of his favorite tunes. One of the songs that he'd wanted to play, but he forgot, was House of the Rising Sun, a collaboration between Joe and Patrick Moffitt. So I wanted to play that now. We'll follow that with the number one jingle of the week, Take Me to Whole Foods by Rob. And it knocked the Big Rock Cocaine Planet down to number two. It was going for a record, I think, third week in a row at number one. And Take Me to Whole Foods just edged it out. And then we're going to play a track from Nigel's Rubbish Bin, Episode 3. If you haven't heard that podcast, it's a collection of songs that aren't on TKJingles.com for the most part, have never been on Tony's show for the most part. It's just from Nigel's secret stash of files because folks usually email them to him and they don't always post them on the website. So there's some really weird and wacky stuff in there. This one may have made the show, but I certainly never heard it live and it's not on the website. So this is Jonathan Scriven with Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word from Nigel's Rubbish Bin Episode 3.
There is a building on Rockville Pike where the bald man gets it done.
And it's been the ruin of many a little, and God, I know I'm one. Monday, where are we now? He must resolve. His beluga maybe could tell ya, but he's out covering golf. Old man needs is free parking and an exit door. So here comes Tony's mailbag, always leave him wanting more.
We have to get you on a trip on so fantastic excursion to the Whole Foods produce department.
To surprise you, what have I got to do to blow your mind? Every time I get a little shocked about something, you say to me, how could you be so blind? I've got to say, it's a little frustrating when I call you on the phone to tell you about something I think's amazing. Just to have you say you saw it coming all along. Surprised, surprised, Michael Wilbon is never surprised. Seems he always knows how things will end. Surprised, surprised, Michael Wilbon is never surprised. Seriously, how the hell does he always know how things will end?
Lovely. Okay, so now we're going to transition here to a couple of classic tunes. One just that we haven't heard in a while. It's it wasn't aired in its entirety on Tony's show. This is from quite a while ago. It was the, what was her name? Susan Boyle, the Susan Boyle moment of Josh Cromwell's life, debuting I Dreamed the Dream on Tony's show, and they absolutely raved and loved it. But it's epically long, so they didn't play the whole thing. We're going to play it here. And then a friend of mine, Mark Sumrak, who's a writer who does a lot of freelance work for Marvel Comics and others, so you should check him out. He's got a couple of new books out this week, I think The World According to Thor and According to Iron Man, so good stuff. Mark, every now and then, will check in on what I'm up to, and he discovered this next track then, the cover of Vincent by John Quinn and Joe Arrow, and was just shocked that we'd done that, and thought that that was fantastic. Even, you know, I had nothing to do with it, but he was very happy with that. So I thought I'd play that here because it's a really great collaboration. And John Quinn, hopefully, is going to be getting back in the game a little bit. He's been very busy with his family, but one of the songs that he and I collaborated on, I really want to do an extended version for the live show on June 27th. So he's working on some additional verses to add to that. So I'm very excited to see what comes out of that. Hopefully we can make that even better than the original is, because the one that we did, I think, is pretty special. And then about a year ago next week, or maybe a year ago this week, it's either the 22nd or 29th, John Peter submitted his only jingle. It was a parody of the song Feeling Good, and it's called Gary's Mailbag Theme. And I only have a copy of it because I was able to get it from Nigel. It's not actually, it wasn't actually posted to the website. But it's available up there now on the Little Did You Know account, just as a generic poster. But this one is just really well performed and really funny. And then I wanted to remind you all that this podcast does occasionally feature songs that aren't as current as maybe bocce ball songs or songs about Tony's golf charity auction. In general, I don't usually get involved in those because I feel like those songs are really funny, and obviously Tony loves playing them. But they're really funny in the moment, and then a week later, not as much. But, you know, then what do I know? Because I wrote like 50 podcast delay songs, and those are all irrelevant now too. So I guess it doesn't matter. But I try to stick with songs that'll last a little bit longer. This is an example of that, I think. You know, it's a timeless song about World War I, and, you know, something we can all relate to. So if you've heard any of these songs, you know, from 100 plus years ago, if maybe you find them on an old podcast, you know, wax record that you happen to have or something, please send them in, podcast@tkjingles.com. So I Dreamed the Dream, Vincent, John Peter's Mailbag Theme, and In the Great War Now.
The dream of mail gone by, with shad haikus and songs from Jerry, when trips would start from PTI, and Junior got a little sweary, when we were young and unafraid calls, meteors, or bridges. There was no podcast delay. dystopian and shattered vision. But then Nigel comes at night with a laugh as soft as thunder as he picks up he turns our dreams to shame. TK spends most months by our side, begging for free stuff and kvetching. He took us littles in his stride, but he was gone when summer came. But still I dream he'll read to me my emails, faxes, and my notes. But there are dreams that cannot be, and for all of you four, I had a dream this mail would be so different from this crap I'm hearing, so different now than what it seemed. But Nigel killed.
TK Show. Got your emails and your notes. Gonna read a few for all your folks. As long as Nigel says that we've got time, Nigel, have we time? 15 seconds, it's alright. If you're out this evening, do wear white. Especially if it's before Labor Day. Now it's mailbag time. It's really not that long, you see. Maybe they should add an hour three. That would be just fine with me. I bet those weasels would be fine as well. They'd have more sh** to sell.
I was the man, you know how I feel. They played my mailbag theme, you know how I feel. Don't you know who I am? LL Super G at Braun Films. Want the old days, want the old ways, want the old theme for me. I was feeling good. Fish swim upstream, they know how I feel. Negrelli and Aero, plagiarizing tons of bitches. All the talent was overlooked, my song thrown out the door. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, I'm out of here. Appreciate me from Kazakhstan.
I knew a guy named Franz Ferdinand, the fanciest mustache in all the land. He thought he'd take a pleasant drive through town. Well, he got shot last Sunday, and that upset Austria-Hungary. And thunderation looks like neither side is backing down. We're in the Great War now. We're in the Great War now. Those treaties were so bad. I said it just last week. Yes, I believe I have that. We're in the Great War now.
Little singing songs for him, old guy we have sung for. Jingles, tunes that we have known, rearrange the words for. Jerry built us a whole jingle world.
TKJingles.com.
Jerry built us a whole jingle world. Jokes sung just like the Stones, and of course like Billy Joel. Plus hip-hop and Broadway tunes, not just classic rock and roll. Send Jerry a clever review.
You can post, you can tweet.
On his podcast, he'll read them for you.
Thank you, John Fitzpatrick, for that lovely mailbag intro. I've just got a couple of notes here. I did want to reflect on something, though. You know, I used to spend a lot more time working on jingles and this podcast and everything else. And, you know, the whole live show in June is taking up a lot more time now because I'm trying to get ready for that. But I don't feel the same pressure that I used to. You know, back in September 2013, after that summer when I did like 30 songs or whatever, I really felt like, this is going to sound ridiculous, but I felt like I was necessary, I was needed, it was really important that I keep doing this just to keep this going, that if I didn't do that, there was a real possibility this was going to just wither and die in the vine. And especially in the past year, maybe the last 6 months, the season of Tony's show, I guess, it's just gotten stronger and stronger where you know, I'll go a week or two without sending Nigel anything because I feel like there's so much good content, I don't really need to be a part of it. And then if some idea strikes me, I'll send it in. So I guess thanks to all of you that are doing that. It really is gratifying that this community continues to flourish and this whole phenomenon of the crowdsourced music comedy thing for Tony's show has become what it is today. So on that note, there was a note here from Doug Plord, essentially praising John Fitzpatrick, but it says, catching up on the TK podcast from today, and I'm in tears, Jerry, listening to Bocce Balls. You started a revolution. And, you know, that's great. I mean, I had nothing to do with that song. I just provided a forum where folks could share it. And, yeah, so anyway, just a moment of seriousness and all the stupidity on this podcast. I really, do feel a sense of pride that, you know, a year ago, if I had walked away from this, I think it, 2 years ago especially, I don't think we would have it today. And now I think until Tony retires, we should have momentum to keep going through. So hopefully he'll be going for another 2 or 3 years and we can keep this going because it's a lot of fun. So then a note here from KJ Onstad talking about Joe Arrow's guest spot last week where he's talking about all the songs he picked. And she says, it was tough to pick, wasn't it? Maybe we need to do a spin-off of a podcast of a podcast. And that sounds like something that Jason Judo Fuse would do. I expect this to hear a six-hour podcast just reflecting on songs about this podcast, about that podcast. anyway, that segment from Joe last week was great. Get a lot of positive feedback about it this week. If you've written songs for tkjingles.com, or if you perform songs, or if you're just a big fan and want to be a part of this podcast, you can send me a segment, try to keep it to 10 minutes or less of speaking, and you can add in as many songs as you want there. So 15-20 minutes total, but try to focus on the songs and then your perspective on that. You can send that to podcast@dkjingles.com. Always love to have new submissions. Then we have a note here from Don Masks, and I was happy he put this on the ideas page after he sent it to me. It says, "For your home, because it's where you live, set to the Yardbirds, For Your Love." And he put up some lyrics around that. So if you haven't been to the ideas page recently, there's more than 100 ideas there waiting to be done. So go on there and perform those and help out. Lastly, this is just a random personal thing, but in college, I was in an improv comedy group for 4 years and with some really talented and funny people. And I think a lot of that training kind of lends itself to the jingles now, where a lot of things that I do is just improvised on the spot. I'm toying with the idea of doing some improvised jingles at the live event, but there's the strong possibility that we'll have some implosions there. So maybe a little bit too risky. But anyway, a friend of mine from that posted a clip on Facebook this week saying, "Oh, hey, I got a call from John Oliver's crew," and I thought they were joking, but they were serious, and this made my week. And he was showing a clip of John Oliver's show, where they were showing a clip of him from Shark Tank a couple of years ago, and I had no idea that he'd been on it. But this kind of ties back in with my comment about Mark Sumrak earlier, who is a Marvel Comics writer now. Back in college, we used to write these ridiculous parody comics with just really borderline offensive and silly characters who were, total like reject heroes, fighting reject villains. And it was all really silly and funny, and it was meant to be a parody of the whole industry and stuff. So I guess I'm kind of doing that now with parodies of music. But Steve Gadlin, this friend of mine from the improv group, had a comic strip that he was doing all the time that I thought was really funny, but nowhere near as funny as the stuff that Mark and I were doing. I mean, ours was really funny, but Steve, his was just quirky and weird. And he would do these three strip comics called Silly Cat, and it was this stick figure cat that would always explode. He would always just blow up in the third panel. It would be an explosion and everybody would pretty much die, or there'd be some carnage or something. And it didn't make a lot of sense, and it was just goofy or whatever. But it had a style to it that was just so funny because it was stick figures, yet there was some like artistic merit to it, sort of like XKCD or the cereal or the oatmeal or whatever, some of these things that are out there online. But anyway, so Steve had this comic. This is back in like 1997. Called Silly Cat, with a stick figure cat. Now we cut to 2012 or so, and he's on Shark Tank pitching I Want to Draw a Cat for You.com with this ridiculous song. And it's basically those Silly Cat comics that he's turned into this business where if you send him $10, he'll draw you a stick figure cat about whatever it is you want to do. And Mark Cuban invested $25,000 in it. And I guess now, 3 or 4 years later, Steve just shut down the website this week. After having done something like 18,000 stick figure drawings for $10 a piece. So I'd say that silly little silly cat venture that I always thought was so silly proved to be far more successful than any comic ventures I may have gotten into. Just wanted to share that story. I thought that was funny. If you have not seen I Want to Draw a Cat for You.com or the clip from John Oliver's show mocking Steve and his pitch, I highly recommend that you check that out. So thank you guys for tuning in this week to the TK Jingles podcast. As always, it's been fun. I really am enjoying releasing this on Wednesday. I feel like it gives me more time to prepare, and I don't really have the stress of getting ready for the week on a Sunday night, and it doesn't interfere with Game of Thrones or Walking Dead, so that's a plus as well. So anyway, if you're enjoying this, please send me a note, podcast@tkjingles.com. Let me know you're listening, or tweet me @JerryNegrelli. I'll be back here next week on April 29th with more silly, silly jingles.
Meatloaf, right?
Originally Meatloaf, yes. Jim Steinman wrote this song.
He would do anything for cash, dressed like Lindsay Vonn for a few cheap yachts.
He would do anything for cash. Come and grill for you for $2,000.
Three. It's $3,000.
Not anymore. Can't be had for $3,000.